From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in the book of Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Whom, When, How to Deliver. The text is 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The godly are tempted and tried. That is not true faith, which is never put to the test. But the godly are delivered out of their trials, and that not by chance, nor by secondary agencies, but by the Lord Himself. He personally undertakes the office of delivering those who trust Him. God loves the godly, or godlike, and He makes a point of knowing where they are and how they fare. Sometimes their way seems to be a labyrinth, and they cannot imagine how they are to escape from threatening danger. What they do not know, their Lord knows. He knows whom to deliver, and when to deliver, and how to deliver. He delivers in the way which is most beneficial to the godly, most crushing to the tempter, and most glorifying to Himself. We may leave the how with the Lord, and be content to rejoice in the fact that He will, in some way or other, bring His own people through all the dangers, trials, and temptations of this mortal life to His own right hand in glory. This day it is not for me to pry into my Lord's secrets, but patiently to wait His time, knowing this, that though I know nothing, my Heavenly Father knows.
Until then, my heart will go on singing.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubts, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called The Bible, Our Most Precious Treasure. As the Apostle Paul opens chapter 3 of Romans, he asks a question. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2 begins the answer, as Paul declares, much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. What were these oracles? They were the entirety of the Old Testament Scriptures. An oracle is an utterance, and in this case, it is God's utterance to make known to all men what is the divine will. In other words, the Bible, and the Bible alone, is God's written revelation. It speaks to us with God's own authority. Furthermore, God has seen to it that His Word has been preserved down through the ages. He intends it to be of blessing and benefit to both Jews and Gentiles. Now Dr. Cairns continues this message, The Bible, Our Most Precious Treasure.
If God were to stand in our midst tonight in the visible person of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, do this or don't do that, would you have the unbelief, the temerity, the downright folly to say, I refuse to listen? Would you? If you're saved, I don't think you would. Yet we take this Bible. It is the very utterance of God. And it commands. And you turn away as if you had never heard. There's authority here. Dr. Bob Jr., before he died, one of his favorite themes for preaching against the new evangelical compromisers who have cursed the evangelical movement is they will run seminars on the inspiration of Scripture. They will run seminars on the inerrancy of Scripture. But when it comes to the authority of Scripture and their actual obedience to the plain commands of Scripture, then they're nowhere to be seen. There's an authoritative revelation, and here's a big one for you. It's a divinely preserved revelation. It is divinely preserved. The law was in the ark, and there it was kept. Of course, it was kept also in a much better place. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's the great prototype. But even here on earth, God kept it. And he took steps to ensure that both the Old Testament and the New Testament would remain with his people despite the malignancy of Satan. It's a huge subject that I can only mention tonight. Sometimes, you know, and I remember the first time I was hit with this. It was my Greek teacher hit me with this. He was an apostate. He was a liberal. And he thought he would upset a couple of us young fundamental nitwits that were in his class. And I remember it was somewhat unsettling when it first hit us. There are 5,000, give or take, manuscripts or parts of manuscripts of the New Testament. And then he added the devil's little insinuation, and no two of them agree. Let me tell you the real story. If you get the great classics of Greek, of Greece and Rome, do you know that in many cases, for the works of those great writers, we have only one witness? Sometimes one manuscript dating from hundreds of years after they died. If you have 3 or 4, you're rich. The New Testament spread over the ancient world as the gospel went. We have thousands of witnesses. And somewhere between 80% and 90%, in fact, I believe if they would go and collate all the manuscripts, and I think the people who don't like what I believe about the text agree with this, they would find the figure would go up. But 80% to 90% of those present one uniform text of Scripture. Let me give you a little, if you want to try this, you can do it now. But not just at the moment. But you can do it. If I were to say, there's John chapter 1. I want you all to take it and copy it out. Some of you may get the copy absolutely right. Some of you would drop a letter here, misspell a word there, add another word there. Some of you, because your eye would jump from one word, say the word and on line 3, to the word and at the end of line 5 and leave out line 4. Some of you would make mistakes like that. But when we take all the hundreds of copies together and start to compare them, don't you see what would happen? Unless you had colluded in error, you wouldn't all make the same mistake. Now, 2 or 3 of you may make the same mistake, But you wouldn't all make the same mistake. So this great body of witnesses is not something for us to be fearful of. It's something for us to thank God for. God has preserved His Word. Here we have the oracles of God. That's the term he uses. Can I take a moment to talk about the trust God gave the Jews concerning this word? He committed it to them. The word is, he entrusted it to them. He entrusted divine revelation to the Jews. Now I want you to notice this carefully, for this is the absolute, if I could use the word narrowness, better than intolerance, although that could well be used as well, of Bible doctrine and truth. Paul says this is what marks the Jews off from every other nation on earth. This is what makes the difference between the Jews and all the Gentile nations. What is it? God gave the Jews a divine revelation. You see what that means? Divine revelation, the oracles of God, were not distributed among the nations. They were concentrated in the Jews. Other nations had their gods. Other gods were supposed to have spoken. Other standards had been set up. Other utterances had been given. But Paul says they are not the utterances of God. Here is God's word. You are not going to come to a knowledge of God's truth by comparing the Bible with the Quran, as if the Quran has any light to shed upon the matters of God's truth. It has none. The light that is in it is darkness. Unmitigated darkness. This is God's light. This is God's truth. This is God's utterance. This is an exclusive thing. There is only one book that God has given to man, and it's the book that we call the Holy Bible. That's the only book that brings the revelation of God to man. At the start, he committed it to the Jews to preserve it. And I have to say that the Jews did a wonderful job. You'll notice the Lord Jesus never took them to task as if they had failed in this. Throughout the Old Testament, there were priests, and then there were prophets, inspired of God. The prophet, I believe this is the key to the canon of the Old Testament, by the way. The prophets were the guardians of the divine deposit. They were not only the vehicles of new revelation, they were the guardians of the revelation already given. You come to the time of Ezra. Ezra is called the scribe. Do you ever wonder why? Because he was a scribe. But not any scribe. Jewish history refers to Ezra, the copying of the scriptures and the official recognition of the canon. A body called the Sopharim followed in the train of Ezra, and they took great pains in copying the manuscripts of Scripture to make sure that their copies were exact. They were followed by others. Some scholars produced not only copies, but they produced an oral tradition that they called the Mishnah. Others followed them, and they gave a commentary on the tradition. They called it the Talmud. And then finally came the Masoretes. We call the text of the Hebrew Bible the Masoretic text. the pointing, that is the vocalization, the insertion of vowel sounds among the consonants, they're called the Masoretic points. Because the Masoretes, the name means traditionalists, maintaining the traditions, the traditional text, the traditional interpretation, the traditional vocalization or pronunciation. So they kept the word of God. Do you know what is said? That when those people were copying the scriptures, they would count every letter that they were copying so that they would know exactly the number of letters per line, per column, per page. And they would check the copy to ensure that they had not erred. Now they still could err. They were not inspired. They were copying what was inspired. But oh, what exactitude. You come into the New Testament and God passed that to the church. Isn't this what Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 3:15? The house of God, which is the church of the living God, is the pillar and ground of the truth. That is what God appointed His church to do. This is the trust that He gave. And He gave them that trust for two reasons. First, for their own profit or benefit. And He gives us the scriptures for that same reason. You stop and think for a moment. Everything your soul needs, you'll find in that book. This book is food. This book is light. This book is comfort. This book is strength. Whatever your soul needs, you'll find it here. Do you remember the words of Jeremiah 15, verse 16? Thy words were found. Let me stop there. How do you find something? How do you find anything? You search for it. There are people here who tell me they're saved and you haven't searched the scriptures in a lifetime. And then you have the rank hypocrisy to complain to God, Lord, this book doesn't speak to me. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. As a famished man would eat his meat, I consumed this book. I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And then he adds this, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Lord, I'm a Christian. There's nothing more natural in the world for me to thank my prophet in the Bible. There are things that you can do that for relaxation. There are things that you may do that will turn off an overheated brain. But let me tell you, anything that destroys your hunger for God's Word or your happiness in God's Word is the devil's instrument to destroy you. Use it for your profit. Let me ask you, have you profited from the Bible today, on this Sabbath day? Have you profited from the Bible during the last week? Have you feasted on Scripture any time this year? Have you got any benefit out of God's Word? Preachers have reduced the whole application of their message to Christians nowadays. Read the Bible and pray. Read the Bible and pray. Read the Bible and pray. I'm all for you reading the Bible and I'm all for you praying. But I would say to you, or ask you, as Philip did the Ethiopian eunuch, understandest thou what thou readest? You know, you can read to quell your guilty conscience. You can read the Bible the way you would scan the columns of the Greenville News. In fact, you can read it with a whole lot less attention than that. Have you benefited from God's Word?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.